Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Isaiah 45:22-25, the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 45, verse 22-25. Turn to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other. By myself I have sworn, my mouth has uttered in all integrity a word that will not be revoked. Before me every knee will bow, by me every tongue will swear. They will say of me, in the Lord alone are deliverance and strength. All who have raged against me will come to him and be put to shame. But all the descendants of Israel will find deliverance in the Lord, and will make their boast in him. My theme for reflection is look and live. Look and live. Let us begin with a small confession. Most of us would rather read Google reviews than ask for directions. Whether it is pride, independence, or plain old stubbornness, we often want to figure things out ourselves, even when we are clearly lost. But there is something both comic and tragic about trying to find your way with no map and no help. It is like a goat insisting it can swim because it once saw a duck do it. In the end, the struggle is real and soggy. This, in a curious way, is the same tension Isaiah addresses. Turn to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other. Isaiah 45:22. It is a striking global call and a humbling one. Here is God issuing a command with both tenderness and urgency. Stop looking inward. Stop looking around and start looking up. The core problem the text addresses is the illusion of self-sufficiency. Israel, like many of us today, struggled to resist the gravitational pull of self-reliance. In the marketplace of idols and ideologies, there was always the temptation to diversify spiritual trust, to hedge bets between Yahweh and whatever cultural God seemed useful at the time. But God does not share his throne. As Charles Taylor suggests, we are now living in a secular age where belief in God is one option among many, and often not the easiest to embrace. The modern soul is filled with competing voices, all telling us to believe in yourself, trust your heart, or manifest your truth. But Isaiah's call is shocking countercultural. Don't trust yourself. Look to God. God's solution is not a technique or a self-improvement project. It is not more discipline, better resolutions, or deeper introspection. It is simply and profoundly this: look to me. Salvation is not earned, it is received. Righteousness is not produced from within, it is bestowed from above. Verse 24 echoes the joy of surrender. Only in the Lord it shall be said of me, are righteousness and strength. In a world where so many chase relevance, respect, or religious credentials, Isaiah reminds us, even the strongest knees will one day bow, and every tongue will confess. The kingdom is not for the competent, but for the contrite. Not for the impressive, but for the humble. So what does this mean for us today? It means we must end the charade of self-salvation. We must stop trying to impress God and instead start trusting him. We must replace performance with posture, knees bowed, eyes lifted, hearts open. In a small rural church, an old woman stood every Sunday at the back. She was known for never singing the hymns, never raising her hands, just quietly praying. When asked why, she said, "I spent half my life trying to earn God's approval. Now, I just rest in His mercy." That, my friends, is faith. Not flashy, but faithful. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of your life are you still looking inward for salvation or strength instead of turning to God? Number two, how can your daily conversations reflect more trust in Christ and less confidence in your own abilities? And now our practical exercise. Today, take 10 minutes to write a short prayer of surrender to God. Name the areas where you have been trying to control outcomes. Hand them over intentionally and honestly. If possible, share it with a trusted friend or spiritual mentor for accountability. Lord God Almighty, you who call us from the ends of the earth, teach us to stop striving and start surrendering. Forgive our pride, our distractions, our stubborn trust in self. Help us to look to you and live. Renew our strength, restore our joy. Make our lives echo the confession, "In the Lord alone are righteousness and strength." In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.